On a Monday, it is a State Capitol Report on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Glad you could be here. The more than 1,900 election clerks in our state are charged with carrying out open, accurate, and fair elections. And ahead of tomorrow's primary, we have the city clerk for Portage, who has been in her role for over 30 years. Join in on this work, setting up polling stations, recording votes, monitoring election equipment, ballot curing, poll worker volunteerism, poll monitoring, and more. 800-642-1234. Portage City Clerk Marie Moe is first vice president of the Wisconsin Municipal Clerks Association. Taking on the role of president later this month, she received the association's Lifetime Achievement Award last year. Marie, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning.
Good morning. So at 7 tomorrow morning, polling places throughout our state, they open for the primary. Can you allow us to walk in your footsteps for a moment? What are clerks doing in these final 24 hours before an election?
We are finishing up our preparation so that when the polls open tomorrow at 7 o'clock, everybody is ready to go. Last week, we conducted our public test of the election equipment, the tabulators, to make sure that they are recording properly. We train poll workers, so our poll workers are all set and ready to go. And we're finishing today our election setup for our polling place as far as marking the floor where our observers can be and kind of doing an arrow so our voters can follow the flow. So we are also printing poll books this morning and recording the last absentee votes that are coming in.
You mentioned that clerks around the state actually last week started this process of publicly testing the voting machines for each municipality, showing machines were properly counting ballots or rejecting ballots that were improperly marked, and then I imagine clearing the machine so they start from zero.
Correct.
How long have you been conducting tests like these in public?
In public, ever since we've had the tabulators, once we got rid of the plain paper ballots where you hand counted those and went to the tabulators, which we still use paper ballots here to mark the ballot, and then we insert it in a tabulator. Once we went to that system, oh gosh, it's been years now, we've had to conduct a public test, right? We start off with making sure the machine is set for the correct date and the correct time, that the programming software that's loaded is correct, that it's starting out at zero for our public test, all the contest, and then we prepare a test duct, which is marking ballots to make sure the system is properly recording votes, alerting us to overvotes and potential problems. Once we test that and make sure that the system is working properly, and that's a public test, we have to notify the public that we are doing it. So if they want to come and watch, they are certainly welcome. And then at the end of that, we clear our test deck totals, and then we make sure the machine's counters are set at zero again, and then they are locked up again, and then they're ready to go for election morning. And of course, tomorrow morning, our poll workers, once they turn the key on, they will again be verifying that it's got the machine has the correct date, the correct time, the correct data loaded for that particular precinct, and that all the races and contests show a zero count. And then they will sign off that, yep, everything's a zero count and we're ready to start election day.
We're talking about the work of running elections on the eve of the Wisconsin partisan primary. Marie Moe here, Portage City Clerk, first vice president of the Wisconsin Municipal Clerks Association. You can join in on this work. Questions you have about it, 800-642-1234. Steve is here from Sun Prairie. Steve, hi, what's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call. I know the media focuses on the extreme measures that some people say should happen with the 2020 election, but there were unquestionably illegal activities that occurred. specifically the Supreme Court basically stated that the drop boxes that were being used in liberal areas was illegal, including Democracy in the Park. My question is, what other changes happened during the 2020 election that were different than what happened in prior elections?
Thank you, Steve. Go ahead, Marie.
Sure. Certainly, everybody is aware of the Dropbox situation and all the court litigation happening with that. Certainly, our processes, we follow the law. Certainly, the absentee certificate envelopes that came back. The guidance from the Wisconsin Elections Commission was that if a witness forgot to put their address or forgot to put their complete address, if the municipal clerk had means to know it or find it, call the person on the phone, we could fill that information in. We can no longer fill that in. So if a person submits their absentee certificate back to us and any of that certification information is missing from the witness, we contact the voter, and then the voter has the option for us to send that ballot envelope back to them so that they can get it corrected, or they can come into our office with their witness to correct it.
And so,
and obviously everything has an audit trail. We have documentation. If we get an absentee certificate in missing something, what it was missing, when we contacted the person, how we contacted the person, what the person wanted done with it. So we kind of follow it through.
And so this is the discussion that's been going on about ballot curing. Is that right?
Correct.
Do clerks have enough clarity after the legislative vote on what steps to take when that absentee ballot comes back with missing information?
Yeah, right now, with the guidance from the Elections Commission and also through the courts, pretty much it's you don't cure a ballot. You contact the voter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then so it's up to the voter to correct it. And obviously, if we can't get a hold of the voter, they don't contact us back. We've put a note on those absentee certificates so that we can alert our workers easily. Hey, look, this one, check our, you know, documentation sheet on what we tried to do to contact the voter so that they know, because our poll workers on election day will be looking at their certificate envelope as well to see if the proper information is there.
As we're talking about absentee voting and security there, the commissioners also agreed to refer suspicious activity to municipal clerks, which could lead to clerks canceling potentially fraudulent absentee ballot requests. Also, clerks who act on any type of strange activity are asked to report that to the Wisconsin Elections Commission and law enforcement. Do you feel like you're prepared for those additional security measures and additional scrutiny of the absentee voting process?
Sure. Well, it's our job to follow what the latest laws are. So, for example, in the example you just gave, as far as the Elections Commission alerting us to maybe suspicious activity with absentee ballots. Since that report came out, when we've received a ballot request that has a different mailing address,
mm-hmm.
even though it was, we could tell, the person in my office processing it knew it was a college kid, and it's like, okay, that looks like a college address, but we still contacted the voter and said, we're just checking, we've got this request, we want to verify that you may requested the ballot be mailed to your college address.
A different address. Mm-hmm.
Correct, a different address. So then, obviously, since we contacted the voter, we document that too. So we take every step that we can to make sure that the person requesting the absentee ballot is indeed the person.
Portage City Clerk of 33 years, Marie Moe, stays with us on election administration, the work of carrying out open and transparent elections in our state. Join in on clerk training, how ballots are handled, on security and integrity, and how Marie's clerk role has changed over the decades. 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to the State Capitol Report on the Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. It is the State Capitol Report on the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Ahead of tomorrow's partisan primary, we're in conversation with the Portage City Clerk of 33 years. Marie Moe is here. Wisconsin election officials sent out postcards last week to nearly 4,000 voters to help ensure absentee voting runs smoothly and is secure. The postcards confirmed receipt of an absentee ballot request submitted through the My Vote Wisconsin site. They also added language to the My Vote site about the legal penalties for impersonating another voter. Join in on the work of administering elections. 800-642-1234. City Clerk Marie Moe stays with us. Marie, under state law, political parties can submit to municipal clerks the names of poll workers. How do you ensure these appointees comply with election rules?
Certainly, when the political parties submit requests for appointees, they would be just like anybody else who would be working the polls. While they're a political appointee, they have to follow the rules, and they have to be unbiased. They take an oath, just like all non-affiliated poll workers, that they will follow the rules. So we give them training as far as what their duties are on election day. And by taking the oath, they are affirming that they will follow the rules.
And your poll workers go through several hours of chief inspector training, even if they don't fill that role on election day. Why do you do that?
Correct. Because we feel that it's important whether or not they're a chief election inspector. The chief election inspector training encompasses everything they need to know as well. So we feel that knowledgeable poll workers are the best poll workers. So we require all our poll workers, whether they're going to be chief inspectors or not, to attend that chief election inspector training. And then we actually bring our poll workers in for a public test, because elections only happen a few times a year. So what better way to kind of refamiliarize yourself with how the equipment works than to help them conduct our public test? Hmm. And then we also have training prior to each election. You know, in that training, we don't do the full election day. We do targeted issues. And also our poll workers have all kinds of training that they can do online through the Wisconsin Elections Commission. We want them to be the best they can be, and we want them to have the most knowledge they can.
The Wisconsin Elections Commission is responsible for providing the education and that training and other resources needed to support your work as clerk. Do you think the training prepares you and your fellow poll workers for what you face in your job?
It certainly gives you the whole broad spectrum. And, you know, if a question comes up that you don't know, you have the documentation, the materials that you can refer to. And you also have your fellow poll workers or your municipal clerk to rely on to find out the information if you have a question. So it gives you all the information that you do need.
Let's take another call now. Adam is joining us from Kimberly. Adam, hi, what's on your mind?
Hi, I have a question about voter IDs. I guess I never understood how the requirement of voter IDs would be controversial or bad in a way. I think from other states and just, you know, public conversations, the requirement of voter IDs can be viewed as some type of voter suppression. And if that's the case, I don't understand why. I think every vote should be counted. No vote should be suppressed. So why not have a program to get people who can't get IDs, can't travel, maybe there should be some type of mobile van to make sure everyone can have an ID, so that way when it comes time to vote, they can vote with an ID. I just never understood the controversy. If someone doesn't have an ID, let's get them an ID. So I never understood the controversy about an ID requirement.
Adam, thank you for that. Marie, what are your insights there?
With photo ID, obviously there's a specific number of different documents that the legislature decided could be used for photo ID. And certainly if people don't have that, we encourage them to contact their DMV, you know, to get that photo ID. You know, so our job is just to make sure that because it is the law, that people have access to where they might obtain a photo ID if they don't have one.
Clerks this year are under so much more scrutiny and stress over how these elections are carried out. What election-related criticism and challenges have you faced in Portage?
I think sometimes just because people don't understand all the behind the scenes work that is done to protect an absentee ballot or even a person coming election day. We certainly have a lot more inquiries about absentee voting and how the process works, which we're happy to explain to voters because, you know, it's, you come in the polls, you cast your ballot, you know, you're on your way. You don't think, a voter doesn't necessarily think about all the documentation and paperwork behind it. You know, so it's kind of disheartening to hear some of the comments because we know as municipal clerks and election workers, everything we do is documented, you know, and we are confident that what we're doing is following the rules. And, you know, all we can do is explain to, you know, people who have questions and question the system, how it's done and what safeguards are in place in the law.
Marie Moe with us, Portage City Clerk, First Vice President of the Wisconsin Municipal Clerks Association, fielding your questions about this work, 800-642-1234. Marie, let's talk about nullifying a ballot. People could have voted absentee before candidates in high-profile statewide races recently dropped out. How can voters nullify their ballot and request a new one on election day?
Well, on election day, if they've already mailed in their absentee ballot, they are done. The law doesn't provide them to get another ballot because they've already sent their ballot in. If a person has requested an absentee ballot and it's still sitting at home on your kitchen table, you haven't done anything with it, you can certainly come to the polls election day and vote. You will be asked by the poll workers because they will have a note in the poll book that you have requested an absentee ballot. And the poll worker will ask you if you've returned the absentee ballot or sent it in the mail. If you've sent the ballot back in the mail, whether or not it's received at the polls, the person can't vote election day. If it has not, then if they say, nope, it's sitting at home on my kitchen counter, they can be issued a ballot. And just like if they're voting in person, they can have up to three ballots. They can spoil two of them to get their vote correct in the weeks up preceding the election. You know, we have had requests that a person voted for a candidate that's no longer on the ballot, and they could come in and get a second ballot, spoil the first one, or we could mail a second ballot out, have them spoil the first one. And that, of course, ended on the 5th. So now about their only option, if they haven't returned their absentee ballot, is to go to the polls and vote.
We're going to bookend this with what is your role? What is a clerk's role on election day itself? What is that day like for you? What is tomorrow like?
We start about 6 o'clock here, get the equipment out of the secure room and get it plugged in for our workers to come at 6:30. And then we are, our chief inspector, they are the person in charge of the polling place on election day. We are a resource for them. Mm. You know, we just kind of oversee to make sure the process is running smoothly. We are collecting from the mail the last absentee ballots that come in, logging those in, ensuring that they're getting to the polling place on time, and hoping for a smooth election day.
Marie, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Portage City Clerk Marie Moe is First Vice President of the Wisconsin Municipal Clerks Association. We have a link to My Vote Wisconsin at WPR.org/mornings. Ahead on the State Capitol Report, we talk with the head of the Wisconsin Conservation Voters about their priorities for improving water quality and the environment. Join in 800-642-1234 on the work of this group. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. News Update is next here on the Ideas Network.